You ready?
It's time to start.
This should be played at high volume.
That's cool.
You know what this is.
What is this?
Me, don't you remember?
Totally amazing.
I think you've got something there.
Quite understandable.
It's on the air.
Something's definitely going on here.
Take my word for it.
Now.
Come on. It's showtime.
Make it so.
Ready, go.
Oh, there it is, that famous theme song. For over 33 years at 12 noon Eastern Time each and every day, that theme song meant it was time for Rush Limbaugh, heard on over 600 radio stations. Rush ruled the airwaves with talk, opinion, phone calls, some parody songs, and an occasional guest, in the process of becoming the number one radio program in the entire country. But the path that Rush took was long and it was rocky, filled with discouragement, disappointment, and despair. It was a long way from a 16-year-old kid working part-time at his local radio station to the number one program in the country. Where did it all start? McKeesport, Pennsylvania. 20-year-old gets his first job. Top 40 radio was ruling the roost in those days. Rush became Jeff Christie. And if you listen really closely, you'll hear there's a lot of Rush in what Jeff was doing.
WIXZ McKeesport continues with much more Wixie 1360 solid rock and gold.
You say yes, I say no.
And the Beatles. 1967, hello, goodbye at 7:03 in the morning on Wixie Solid Rock and Gold, the Bachelor Jeff Radio Network from 1360 Solid Rock and Gold. And for the morning rush hour, sunny and cold today. Radar says a near 0% chance of precipitation. The streets right now are very good shape. The salt crews did a good job. They were out early. If you may have some trouble on the backwoods roads today out in the sticks and the boondocks, but once you hit the main thoroughfares, no problem. High temp today below freezing, 31 degrees. Want to have a big hand for Mr. and Mrs. Arnold Paluski, a couple of new members to the Christie Radio Network this morning, celebrating their 25th refrigerator payment today. Little off-the-cuff humor there. Stylistics. You are everything. 7:06 on the Jeff Christie Radio Network on a Friday morning. Rolling right on out there. Got the weekend coming up. Everybody just in a great mood today, I can tell, with the phone calls and from the way I feel. You know, I am a bachelor. You all know that. I live in a little old dinky apartment. I have a lamp and a TV set, and it's all the electricity I use. Yet, my electric bill remains 10, 12 bucks a month. Can't be right. So, I have a little joke I'm going to play on the light company. We will call them up on the phone right now and give them a little grief. Wait till you hear this. I got something up my sleeve. I'm not going to tell you anything about it here. 7 minutes after 7 in the morning, it'll be sunny and cold today. A low temperature. Well, actually, a high temperature, but it's going to be cool. 31 degrees below freezing. Phone's ringing. Let's hear.
Hello.
Is this Duquesne Light Customer Service?
Yes, this is.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, this is fine.
Well, good. Listen, I have a question for you, and I hope you can answer it.
We're going to try our best.
Well, I just moved here from Florida. And I have a thing for palm trees. And as you probably know, there aren't any around here.
Not outside, anyway.
And I got a big backyard. I wanted to start a palm tree orchard. And the only way to do this is with heat lamps. And I wanted to put about 15 or 20,000 of them out there. And I wanted to know if you could quote me a price on how much this is going to cost me per month.
15 or 20,000 heat lamps?
Yeah.
You know how many watts each lamp is?
Be about 600 watts per lamp.
You want 15,200 heat lamps for this palm tree orchard?
Well, around 15,000.
Okay, you're going to run them how many hours a day?
20.
20 hours a day, 600 watts a piece.
Yeah.
All right, you wait a second?
Yeah. Okay, it's going to take this guy a little while to figure this out. We'll get back to him after this record. 7:08 in the morning, today's Wixie Pixie, Doris Solarzik. Hi there, Doris. Lives at 132 Circle Drive, White Oak. Gets a big bouquet of thorns from flowers from Wixie Radio. And a flower, folks, Lubin and Smalley Flowers, 126 Fifth Avenue. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, his local yokel is back from the power plant. He's on a phone, gang, and I will throw my real radio announcer telephone switch, pick up the phone, and... Yes, sir.
All right. On the average,
that's $30 a month, maybe.
No way. You've got over, what, 9 million watts there?
$3,000 a day?
Right. You got 15,000 light bulbs?
Yeah, well, I could move back to Florida cheaper than that.
Sure. 15,000 light bulbs at 600 watts apiece. That's comes out to about 9,120,000 watts. I mean, we don't even think we have a rate to accommodate that.
$3,000 a day.
$3,648.
Well, thanks, but I'll move back to Florida if I want palm trees. Thank you for your time and trouble.
You're welcome.
Okay?
Right.
Bye-bye. Shocking.
More music, solid rock and gold, Wixie weather.
Gotta be sunny and cold today. High temp below freezing at 31. Tonight, clear and cold.
Well, there you have it. Top 40 Rush at Quixie Radio in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. How did it work out? Well, after 18 months, Rush got fired. Not to be deterred, he took his bag of tricks across town to KQV, another radio station in the area, where he got fired. Out of options and I guess out of money, Rush returns home to take stock of what was going on in his life. And before too long, he's back in radio in Kansas City, where after a year, he was fired. Decided to take a part-time job doing ticket sales for the Kansas City Royals. That did turn into a full-time job, and he worked there for about the next 6 years. But still, that radio bug that had bit him in high school would not go away. And Rush found himself back in radio. After a brief stint at another radio station, he was hired by KFBK in Sacramento. They were looking to replace outgoing Morton Downey Jr., who you may remember from his TV days. He was an early Jerry Springer. In 1988, EFM Media Management signs Rush to a 2-year contract. He moves to New York City at the top of the heap at WABC, and his show debuts in the summer of 1988. Within 5 years, the 3-hour program becomes the most popular talk show on radio, reaching an estimated 20 million listeners a week.
Hi, this is former heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson. I'm here for Rush Limbaugh. Now, we don't allow no art and crescent crowd people, no leftist finkel comedies, no femniacs, no humaniacs, no psycho babblers, no environmentalists, wackos, no pencil neck geeks, or no now crowd peoples. If you do it, I'm here to kick your butt. And now here he is, Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you, Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion of the world, Rush Limbaugh, the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. As usual, my friends, half my brain tied behind my back, just to make it fair. All right, straight into things here, because a lot to do. And I have just
a little bit of the humor of Rush Limbaugh, which we'll get into later. Being the number one radio program in the country, 20 million listeners, a very popular, conservative, pro-life Republican, did not come without its detractors, many of which probably never listened to Rush, but knew they didn't like him from what they had heard. And Rush was not afraid to tackle the issue head on.
It was a woman who wrote me, and knows, you know, I've been listening to all this talk about how uncivil and angry. You are the politest host I have ever heard. Mr. Limbaugh, I would lose patience with half of your callers, but you are as nice to them as I have ever heard any talk show host be. I appreciate that, because that's exactly how we operate here. I'm the politest host in America. There's no question about it. You can't occupy the lofty heights of this program, filled with hate and anger and rudeness and all that kind of stuff. It never worked. Pat, Newport Richey, Florida, welcome to the EIB Network. Great to have you here.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, I'm quite upset over the way you speak about everybody.
Mm.
It's the tone that you use that really upsets me. I don't mind that you have a difference of opinion and that you feel very passionately about the things you believe in.
Right.
That's all fine and good.
Thank you.
But when the other side doesn't maybe see it the way you see, we're all evil and we're calling people stupid. I never called the Tea Party stupid. I didn't agree with them. I understand what they were doing.
Pat,
Yes.
I never said you called the Tea Party stupid. No, I've never heard of you until just
left.
Now.
Convincing everybody. Did you hear what they say? They're saying you're stupid. They're saying you're this. In your tone of voice, you make it like the left is calling the right stupid and all these other things that you say we're accusing.
Pat,
and what I find odd, and
Pat,
I don't mean to be disrespectful because I understand this is your business.
Pat, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
If all the left was doing is calling us stupid, I wouldn't be upset at all.
Well, no, this is what you say on your show.
Oh, that doesn't bother me, the left calling us stupid. That's not what they're...
No. You say we are calling you stupid.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I wouldn't be bothered by that. If that's what the left were doing, I wouldn't even make a point of it. I don't... The left is calling us murderers, Pat.
Well, because of all the things that you encourage people to do. You get them all riled up. You know, I'm not saying you killed anybody, but I understand where that comes from. And it's both sides. Both sides are getting too vitriol.
An example of how I got them riled up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to give an example of how you got
them riled up? Give me an example. I want to know what you think is an example of me getting them riled up.
Well, I think it's because when you speak about them with such detest and anger and hate, and they're stupid, and we're the ones that caused all the problems.
I want you to give me an example. Give me an example. Cite for me some evidence.
Oh, this is what we're going to get. Look, right at the moment, my head is spinning because I'm like so anxious over this phone call.
So you can't remember
exactly anything. Get, you know, one exact thing you said, but all I know is that your whole tone, that's all I'm trying to say. If you don't agree with the things, that's fine. But can't you just say it without all the hatred and the accusing and the...
Give me an example.
Lead people down the road?
Look at, I want to learn, Pat. Give me an example of the hatred.
That caller went on for another 3 or 4 minutes, getting more and more agitated, while Rush just remained as cool as could be. And I think her issue with Rush and many other people who didn't care for him came from stuff they heard from others. Maybe they were listeners, maybe they weren't. But there was this perception around Rush, and most of it was untrue. A lot of what people heard on his program were things that he never said. He tackled the issue, but in a comical or farcical way. Example.
One morning in the not-so-distant future.
Do you, Frank, take Maggie to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Maggie, take Frank to be your lawfully wedded husband? Good girl. By the power vested in me by the Supreme Court of Massachusetts, I now pronounce you man and... whatever.
Now you can almost hear the Rush haters telling their friends and neighbors, did you hear that Limbaugh guy? He was talking about people marrying dogs. Oh, how disgusting. But that's not exactly what he put on the air. Also, in Rush's position, he came across a lot of issues and a lot of famous people. And he spotlighted them on his radio program.
Please give a warm welcome to Nobel Peace Prize recipient, Vice President Al Gore.
The earth is a precious thing because of man, it's warming. Earth's temperature has risen half a degree higher. So obviously the world will soon be a ball of fire. Our whole world will be a burning ball of fire. Polar bears drown as the seas get higher. As it burns, the earth on fire, a ball of fire.
Of course, back in the day, John Kerry was in the news a lot.
Kerry's not our favorite son, but he'll do till he'll reruns. Lay your wrinkled head to rest, don't you lie no more.
And one of Rush's favorite targets, Barack Obama.
Well, I think I'm in over my head. Yes, I think I'm in over my head. Oh, it's true. Yes, it's true. I want you to love me. During the campaign, it was easy. There was nothing I really had to do. But I think I'm in over my head. Yes, I know I'm in over my head. I got you running, going out of your mind. Making the markets fall to get you in line. I'll bring it down. The Dow, Dow, Dow Jones Dow. Woohoo! I feel it with my fingers. You smell it with your nose. Corruption all around me. Back home in Chicago. Written on my mortgage, it's everywhere I go. Yes, it is. Corruption all around me. How was I to know?
In 2008, Rush signed a 8-year contract worth some $400 million to remain on the radio. And he renewed that contract in 2016. It seems like Rush became the golden boy, king of the media. What in the world could go wrong? But unfortunately, in February of 2020, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. He did remain on the air in 2020, but less and less as he was seeking medical treatment and the disease progressed. On Christmas Eve, although he or no one knew it at the time, it would be his last time on the radio.
Welcome back this Christmas Eve. In his final show of the year, radio great Rush Limbaugh had a message for his listeners that had nothing to do with politics.
My point in all of this today is gratitude. My point in everything today that I share with you about this is to say thanks and to tell everybody involved how much I love you from the bottom of a sizable and growing and still beating heart. I wasn't expected to be alive today. You have an expiration date. A lot of people never get told that, and so they don't face life this way. I've learned what love really is during this.
Rush Limbaugh passed away on February 17, 2021, at his home in Palm Beach, Florida. I thought one of the best obituaries for Rush was delivered by Trace Gallagher from Fox News.
I think people listen to the radio for three reasons. Be entertained, to be entertained, and to be entertained.
And avid listeners were wildly entertained when they tuned in to Rush Limbaugh, arguably the most influential talk show host in the history of radio.
You're next on the Rush Limbaugh program.
His daily program, heard by an estimated 20 million listeners each day and broadcast on more than 650 affiliates, made him one of the most well-known voices for grassroots conservatives and a target of criticism by the left. But long before he was a household name, Limbaugh, calling himself Rusty Sharp, played records on local radio in Missouri.
I was 16. That's when I started being a DJ.
Limbaugh, a college dropout, moved to larger markets, but struggled to find acceptance for his on-air political commentary. That all changed in 1987 when the FCC repealed a law requiring equal airtime for opposing political views. That allowed stations to legally air Limbaugh's perspective without offering another opinion. Limbaugh was soon broadcasting nationwide.
Rush Limbaugh with talent on loan from God.
Limbaugh's syndicated radio show became one of the most highly rated programs in the country. Those sharing Limbaugh's conservative views were affectionately called ditto heads. He would soon go from being an everyday entertainer to a formidable force in American politics.
dangerous.
I'm dangerous because I am right, as in correct, and I'm having a good time being right.
His huge success on radio led to a TV show and 7 books, his first titled The Way Things Ought to Be. In 1995, he made the cover of Time magazine. Then in 2001, Limbaugh shocked listeners, telling them he was almost deaf.
If I take the right side hearing aid out, I do not hear a single thing.
A cochlear 2 years later, another unexpected announcement.
You know that I have always tried to be honest with you.
Limbaugh admitted he was addicted to painkillers, which he was taking for back pain.
Immediately following this broadcast, I will check myself into a treatment center for the next 30 days.
Limbaugh was later charged with prescription fraud, but made a deal with prosecutors that spared him a trial. In 2009, Limbaugh also attracted attention not for what he said, but because of the way he looked, losing 90 pounds in less than 6 months. Then in February 2020, Limbaugh revealed that he was fighting advanced lung cancer.
I thought about trying to do this without anybody knowing, because I don't like making things about me. But there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here.
Limbaugh had publicly said he started smoking cigarettes as a teenager, but said he quit by the early 80s. Still, he was often photographed smoking a cigar and even questioned the link between smoking and cancer.
They say our government, one puff from one cigarette can kill you. If this is true, they should make a scary movie out of this.
Limbaugh never had children, but was married 4 times. Perhaps his greatest lifelong love was radio. A longtime personal friend of President Trump's, there was this State of the Union first.
I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
The president acknowledging the radio host for inspiring millions of people a day.
I'm grateful for everything that happened. There's so much to be thankful for, especially when right in front of you is the prospect of it being taken away. And it just amps up the appreciation for all of the goodness that you have in your life.
One thing both detractors and ditto heads can agree upon, Rush Limbaugh, the man who once claimed to have talent on loan from God, changed broadcasting in America forever. Trace Gallagher, Fox News.
You know, I think most reasonable people would agree it was quite a wild ride with Rush Limbaugh. And I do kind of still miss him today. Things in the media today are so volatile, so filled with hatred, so one-sided on both sides. You kind of miss somebody that lightened it up a little bit with his parodies, some of the stuff that he did on the radio. And I do sometimes at 12 o'clock find myself looking at the radio wondering, oh man, I wonder if he was here, what Rush would say. Luckily, he left us with a little hint on what he might be doing today.
The fake news media will temporarily become hard news media if the decision is made that Biden has to step down. Until that time, they will be covering for Biden. They'll be making excuses for Biden. They'll be ignoring all the negatives. You wait and see, and then watch what happens to their ratings when that happens.
Well, now there's something he could have said on his program today. Rush Limbaugh. Gone, but for me anyway, not forgotten. That's it for the podcast for this week. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next week with more than a podcast.